It's easy to f*** up on AWS, especially when you're managing your cloud environment on your own. Mission Cloud unf*cks your apps and servers. Whatever you need in AWS, they can do it. Head to missioncloud.com for the AWS expertise you need. Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. We begin with condolences to my AWS friends affected by last week's layoffs. If I can help, please reach out and let me know. Other than that, what did AWS get up to last week? Amazon CloudWatch logs data protection is now available in all AWS commercial regions. The downside to AWS's harsh regional separation is that it's rare you see things like this available in all commercial regions. It's a hard thing to pull off. AWS Firewall Manager adds support for multiple administrators. Hell yes, multiple delegations within an AWS organization? Please sign me up. AWS Systems Manager now supports AWS Cloud Development Kit, CDK, applications. Okay, this one's going to take some time for me to wrap my head around because I like both of these things, but I didn't consider combining them. Working with Percolators, an Amazon OpenSearch service. This makes sense. Having visited a fair number of AWS offices, I can attest that their office coffee has that giant industrial percolator flavor to it. Frugality is made manifest in their coffee nooks. AWS Lambda now supports Java 17, and I keep forgetting that people for some reason run Java on Lambda. That must be painful as all hell. Optimizing Amazon EC2 Spot instances with Spot placement scores. Somehow I'd missed that Spot placement scores existed. I like it, provided it works. LANs of the late 90s and early 2000s were a magical place to learn about computers, hang out with your friends, and do cool stuff like share files, run websites and game servers, and occasionally bring the whole thing down with some ill-conceived software or network configuration. That's not how things are done anymore. But what if we could have a 90s-style LAN experience along with the best parts of the 21st century internet, most of which are very hard to find these days? Tailscale thinks we can, and I'm inclined to agree. With Tailscale, I can use trusted identity providers like Google or Okta or GitHub to authenticate users and automatically generate and rotate keys to authenticate devices I've added to my network. I can then share access to those devices with friends and teammates or tag devices to give my team broader access, and that's the magic of it. Your data is protected by the simple yet powerful social dynamics of small groups that you trust. Try now. It's free forever for personal use. I've been using it for almost 2 years personally and am moderately annoyed that they haven't attempted to charge me for what has become an absolutely essential to my workflow service. Optimize costs by scheduling provisioned capacity for Amazon DynamoDB. Scale things up when you need them and down when you don't is from 2008, but I'm sure it's new to some folks today. Perform intelligent search across emails in your Google workspace using the Gmail connector for Amazon Kendra. Google asks you to implement quicksort on a whiteboard in job interviews. Meanwhile, AWS implements functional search in Google Docs for them. And finally, best practices and considerations to migrate from VPC peering to AWS Transit Gateway. The considerations are always financial, so of course that's not the primary thrust of this article. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Please stick around.